Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Suppose you had awakened at the stroke of 12:01 a.m. on January 1. There standing before you was an individual in shining clothing, which you immediately recognized as an angel. Then you heard these words: "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged." If you had heard that, would you be afraid to tackle the new year? You say, "Just a minute, aren't you getting a bit theatrical?" Okay, I concede that what I just suggested is a bit far out, but hear me out. Unless I was absolutely convinced that an angel had appeared, I would prefer to stand on a biblical principle, or even better yet, a clear statement from Scripture. Those words were spoken by Joshua to God's people as they prepared to march across the Jordan into Canaan, which is a type of heaven in Scripture. What God told them, however, is clearly repeated in different words in several different passages. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as the New Testament book of Hebrews states, then there are 3 promises and 2 commands which follow. Notice, promise number 1, the Lord goes before you. Now this simplifies things greatly. All you have to do is stay close enough to Him to walk in His footsteps. When He goes to the left or the right, you change directions quickly. Following Him, though, is like following someone who carries a torch in a dungeon. Stay close enough and you have light to walk, but lag behind and you're quickly engulfed in darkness. Promise number 2, the Lord will be with you. Question: would you hesitate to take on your enemies if you knew the Lord was with you? Of course not. When you know that you walk together, there is no concern or fear about tomorrow. Who cares if you were a David taking on a Goliath, if you know that 1 plus God makes a majority anytime, any place? Promise number 3, the Lord will never leave you or forsake you. That same promise is made twice in the New Testament to God's children. As Jesus walked with the disciples up the Mount of Olives for the last time, He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And again, the writer of the book of Hebrews quotes Him saying, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And the structure of the sentence means, "not even for a moment." That's good news in a bad news world. Now here are 2 responses which you need to make in light of what God says. First, don't be afraid. Then, don't be discouraged. Those are God's directives for you. We usually fear what we have not experienced or what we cannot understand. Frankly, if I didn't know that the Lord would go before me and be with me and never leave me, I would not only be afraid, I'd be scared senseless. Discouragement, however, is often a graver danger than not being afraid. Why? Because we get tired. And when we get tired, we get discouraged. And when we get discouraged, we forget God is in control. So where are you in relationship to this great passage? If you only knew God's plan, how easy it would be to trust Him. You may be asking yourself, "I wonder if Harold Saleh really believes what he said today." I want you to know, I believe it with all of my heart. When you cannot see the hand of God, you must trust the heart of God. As Jeremiah cried, "Great is thy faithfulness." Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org.